I'm going to give you four reasons why you can do the work of a shepherd. Yes. Four reasons why you can do the work of the shepherd. Amen. And I'm giving you five. If you challenge me, I'll make it 10. But it will be short. Amen. Number one. The first reason why you can do the work. First of all, say, I can do the work of a shepherd. I'm not hearing you say it. Say it one more time. Amen. The first reason why you can do the work is because all you need is a desire. The reason why you can do the work of a shepherd is because all you need is a desire. Somebody say amen. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1. Say, all I need is a desire. I cannot hear you. For the last time. Look, if you want to be a president, you don't need just a desire. You have to be of a certain age in our country. I think 45 years. By the constitution. So even if you have the desire, you have the money, you have the popularity, if you are not 45 years, you are disqualified. So not everybody can be a president. Do you understand? Or do you understand what I'm saying? You see, if you want to go and work at certain places, they'll ask you for your university certificates to see whether you qualify to do this job. Am I right? If you want to drive a car, you need a license. Amen? You need a what? So the fact that you drive my car doesn't mean you have the right. You must show a license. When the police arrest you, can't say, oh, I have a desire to drive a car. That's why I'm driving. You find yourself right in either the hospital or police station because you either kill somebody or kill yourself. You know what I'm saying? Amanda, do you know what I'm saying? So you cannot say, because I have a desire to drive, that's why I'm driving. You must have a license to drive. So every profession in this world, you need a certain qualification. When it comes to ministry, the only first qualification you need is a desire. Clap your hands for the Lord. You don't need to be 45 years. Just like if you want to be a president, not different from ministry. Or you don't need to have a university degree. All you need is a what? Yes, I didn't hear you. All you need is a what? Yes, yeah. Yes. So have you found it? 1 Timothy 3:1. Let's all read it. Ready, go. This is a true saying. No, I didn't hear you say it. Say, read it out like you believe it.
This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work.
He desires a good work. Amen. If a man what desires the office of a bishop, the office of a work. Can you have another version? Do you have another version of the Bible there? Yes, New Living Translation. Let's all be ready to go. This is a trustworthy saying. If someone aspires to be an elder,
he desires an honorable position.
Can I give you another? Can put a certain word there. If someone desires, someone aspires to be a basenta leader. Somebody wants to be a center leader. He desires an honorable. Some of you want to be assemblymen. Assemblymen, they call you honorable. What a shock. All your aim in life is to be an assemblyman. So they can call you honorable. But I'm showing what is an honorable person here. If someone aspires to be a center leader, a percenter leader, he deserves an honorable. Clap your hands for the Lord. So you understand? You don't have to do a lot to be called honorable. Just aspire. Amanda, stand up. I'm talking to you. Do you understand? Won't you be called honorable Amanda? Honorable Amanda. Because she aspires. Not that she is there yet. Her aspiration. She said, Bishop Pazzi, my area, I want to start up a center. May they do that. God says you're honorable. Honorable. May they, God says, clap for honorable Amanda. Oh, you don't understand. The day you come and see Bishop Pazzi, Bishop Pazzi, I live at opposite West Street, that area. Then where you live? Where do you live? Near Igbe Town, that side. Say, Bishop Pazzi, every time I come to church, I come alone. But I see people around. Can I not start a basket there? Ah! Honorable, clap your hands for Honorable Amanda. Aspires. She has not started. But she aspires. Bible says you're an honorable person. What a bless. I mean, your pastor, isn't it beautiful? Beautiful. You get this prince. Are you here? Until Lizzie. Until honorable, until Lizzie. Because she had desired to start a bar center. Oh, clap your hands for her. Everybody, I'm telling you about why everybody can be a shepherd. You can be it. Wilhelmina, my friend. Are you here today? Yes, Honorable Wilhelmina. Where do you live? Across the road. I'll be looking for you. I mean, you are qualified. You are qualified. Clap your hands for. We have honorable people in the church. My dancer, stand up. Look at the boogie champions. Sit down, guys. Sit down. So look at you. Yeah. The Bible didn't say that if anybody desires to dance. It didn't say that. It didn't even say if anybody desires to sing a solo. It didn't say that. Did the Bible say that? If you desire the work of an elder. That means an elder is not just a dancer. And there are people that you under your control. That qualifies you. Can I have an amen? That people that you bring to church. People that you follow up. People that you visit. People that you influence. You teach. So I'm glad that you are wonderful dancers. I see you winning the trophy in Jesus' name. Yeah. Host and win. But you see, beyond being dancers and excellent dancers, I want you also to become sub-center leaders. I want to become. I'm telling you, I'll be so happy that you don't only dance to make us happy. But when you come to church, there are 12 people following you. I'm bringing them. That will make you an honorable person. Huh? You don't understand me saying I'm preaching. I'm telling you something. I'm really happy when you dance. But God will be happier that in addition to your dancing, there are people following you to church, bringing them, visiting them, praying for them, laying hands on them. Isn't it be beautiful that you see this gentleman with his nice haircut? I mean, whether it's nice or not, it is up to you to decide. That he's laying hands on people, praying for them. I mean, won't you be amazed and happy? May you become a leader and elder in Jesus' name. May God use you. I say, may God use you. Amen. I mean, this is a very simple message. Hello? Are you? I don't know anybody. What anybody is hearing me? Yeah. Firstly, We want to call you honorable. When we see your bus with 15 people in the bus, that you have brought them to church, say, honorable Faustine has come to church. Angels will be clapping for you. Can I have an amen? So I'm saying to everybody, not only a few people are here today, I'm saying that one of the greatest things I want to have a desire. Okay? Oh, get desire. Okay? Just come and tell Bishop Pazzi, I live at Baba what? Baba Dogo. I want to come and tell Bishop Pazzi that there's no ages. I can't see any bus center. Can I start one? The father you came alone, God says you're honorable. Richard! Stand up, Richard. Yes. No, not yet. It's not yet. Until it comes to you, Bishop Pazzi, and said, I'm starting. Don't just say, I want to be a pulling agent for NDC or MPP. What a shock. I want to be an assemblyman. I want to be a foot soldier. Kandahar boys and then what? What the names are other people? Asoka. What a shock. All your life, you want to be an Asoka boy or the Kandahar boys or whatever. All your life. I was a polling agent. Hey! Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that in this church, you must have a desire. Amen. To be a leader. A percentage leader. I will not be happy at all for... Look, by the grace we preach to you. Has Bishop Pazzi been preaching powerfully? Have I also not been preaching powerfully? We preach to you. We all the time. Now, our desire is not for you. When we preach and you clap, wow, what a preaching. That is not what. Our aim is to train you for the work of the ministry. That's the way. That's our job. Our aim is to train you for the work of the ministry. To train so that everybody who hears us will become, they have a desire. I want to do more for God. I want to do more for God. I want to work more. I want to do the work of God. Do work. And then before you realize, you are coming to church with a bus, with a trotro, with a taxi, with an Uber. So I will never come to church alone. I also want to be called an honorable in the house of God. Can I have an amen? Amen? My sister, are you with me? Yes. Beautiful. 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 Hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. Say, I can be a leader. Say, I will be an honorable person in the house of God. That is, if you aspire, what do you aspire to be in life? A man of God. Are you sure? What do you aspire to be? A businessman. And you earn money. And you bring it to church. And who should preach? Who will preach and then you bring money? Your beard like something. Yeah. So if you desire to be a business, be a man of God. What are you doing to be a man of God? How are you fulfilling your desire? It is by starting to gather small. That's how it is. I'll talk to two people. I'll follow up somebody. Is there anybody I can visit? When we have new converts. Now, if we have you people say that, Bishop Fuzzy, I would like to follow somebody. I want to visit somebody. This person came to church. I want to go and see how he's doing. I'm going to bring him back to church. That is when you're becoming honorable in the house of God. That's a way to be a man of God. Can I have an amen? May God fulfill your dreams. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands for them. Please be seated. Richard! I don't know why you live at a place where there's no Basanta and you are happy. You wake up and come to church alone. I don't understand. Meanwhile, the house you live in is more than a center. There are 35 people in your area, in your house alone. And you say, you can't have a Basanta. You can't bring 5, 10 people to church. You can't bring 12 people to church. Then you don't want to be honorable. Oh? Am I shouting on you? You are doing well. Clap your hands for my son. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I told my sons that, listen, your father is a bishop, but you too must do the work yourself. You should do it yourself, because my reward has nothing to do with you at all. You too should go and win souls. I have my souls. You also have your souls. Yeah, yeah. The fact that you are close to Bishop Pazzi, your pastor's son or daughter, doesn't qualify you for any reward. Doesn't qualify you. Yes, my son told me, he said, look, I was told to go and bring 50 people, and I was able to bring 91. I said, you've done well. He heard him say it. He was given a target. You were essentially that bring 50. These are your targets. And he said, we're able to bring 91. I said, well done. Congratulations. Yeah, you must personally win souls. Because my reward is for me alone. Here, I can buy shoes for you, but heaven, my reward, I can't share. Where can I share my crown? You have got my son, where's some of my crown? Winya. Yes, it can't work. Yes, I'm preaching a very important message.
Clap your hands for the Lord. So that is the first reason. What the first reason why you can be a shepherd? Because what? All I need is a desire. No, say it. All I need is a desire. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. You don't need a university degree. Amen. You don't need a certificate from Bible school, even. You don't need it to be a shepherd. All you need is a what? Desire. Yeah. If you are married, you had a desire to have sex, isn't it? But then after desire, then you have to have a job. You can't say, "God, I have a desire, I'm going to get married." That is called, I'm going to have sex. That is called fornication. You've got to now go and do all the legal things. Do you understand? No, I'm serious. So you've got to do, so you have to qualify. Something qualifies you. But the desire must be number one. So if you have a desire, if you sit here, it will really pain me. Very, I'm telling you. If I can even cry. It will pain me that you are in this church. You are sitting here and they don't have any desire to be a shepherd, a center leader, but center. You don't have any, there's no part of your life. It will really pain me. I'll feel like a failure. I'm telling you. It will pain me very much that after all my preaching to you, week after week and so on, all you desire is to go to America. That's all you desire. Then I am a failure. I failed. I didn't leave my legal profession to come and get prophesy visas to poor people. No, I came so that I can train people so that all of us can do the work of the ministry. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Are you here? Go home. It will really pain me. I tell you. Are you what I'm saying, my sister? It will pain me. That all the effort, all the time, coming, preaching, coming, talking, and so on, all I'm doing, you don't have any desire to be, you don't aspire to do anything. I just come and go. That's all. I've not achieved anything. I'm a failure. I'm a very bad preacher. You clap for me, you laugh, but you don't have any desire, any aspiration. Then I am a failure. I failed. I'm telling you. Because the reason why he gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, so that they can train the people for the work. So if I'm not training you to have more bacentes, more centers, more follower people, more, if I cannot train to do that, then I have failed. Then I'm not called by God. And I'm not one of the gifts of God, because give pastors, teachers, evangelists, give them so that they can train the people for the work. I don't know whether you're hearing me. Are you hearing me? Are you pretty hearing what I'm saying? Bishop Pazzi, we have failed though. If the people who come and hear us Sunday, all the day, I'm so happy. Hey, I hear Bishop Saki is preaching. He's preaching very, he can joke a lot. I'm going to, if that's all that you come to hear and don't have any interest, your interest in the work of God is not growing, then we have failed. Dancers. That's what I'm saying. Look, I really like it when you dance, you people. And I really like you guys. But I'll be so happy that I have dancers who are becoming pastors. I'll be so happy that even if you don't become a pastor, you have a desire.
Because Paul didn't say that if you are a bishop, or if you said that if you aspire to be that, you aspire, the aspiration is there. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Please, don't make me feel like a failure. No, maybe you say I'm not, but are you becoming a shepherd? You say I'm not a failure. Are you becoming a shepherd? Say, I am not a failure. I'm not a failure. Say, I'm not a failure. When you hear us every day, every week hear us, and you are still not attempting to start anything. You are the one that even your pastor has to follow up before you come to church. You say, I'm not a failure. How am I not a failure? Don't lie to me. No, don't tell me lies. Are you here? Don't tell me lies. You're not a failure. I'm not a failure. If I'm not a failure, then you should, by now, you should have a bus center. You should come to church with a bus. 5-15 people in the bus. You should have it. By now, you should be doing it. You say, I'm not a failure. How can you say I'm not a failure? Amanda, how long have they been preaching to you? For a long time. Yes, I was happy to hear that you are helping the church in the area. At least, it means that preaching is working. To say that Amanda wants to help the church, we have started in the area to bring, it's an attempt, it makes me happy that at least the preaching is working. It's not you're just smiling and clapping, but you are also making an attempt to do something. Yes. But not everybody makes us feel. Some of you, I don't know. I'm swallowing the preaching. Where's the Bible? Let me press a mercy. Are you with me? No, they shouldn't deceive us, so. You should make us feel that we are great preachers when you are not becoming anything. Instead of all that, nothing is coming out of your life. No soul winning, no evangelism, no follow-up. You don't bring any new convert. We give our cards, invite people to church. You throw it away. By the time you leave the church, you don't bring anybody and you say we are great preachers. You're lying to us. Liars. That's what it is. So, this week is so winning. Everybody bring, and we give that. Everybody take two cards. I bring them, and then you throw them away. You don't even attempt to invite anybody. You say we are not failures. If we are not failures, we would have seen some response. Number two. Thank you, Missy. Number two. Hello, are you in church? I don't know why the place is quiet now. Yeah. Isaac! Isaac, are you there? Stand up, Isaac. Yeah. By now, you should be. You see, by now, at this time, after all the preaching that you heard us preach, there are people that you can call your disciples. You are brought to Christ, brought to church. Sunday, you are going to follow people up. You, Isaac. Yes. Yes. No. I mean, I'm serious. I don't like it. I don't like it that when you see me, you are smiling and we are happy. Oh, what a preaching. Oh, nice word. You start, you clap and so on, and nothing is coming out. So, you must have a desire. You know, everything you hear often, it builds a desire in you. You know that if we talk to you about marriage a lot, you begin to desire for marriage. Isn't it? If you watch pornography, you begin to desire to do bad things. So anything you hear or you watch, it changes a certain interest in you. Do you understand? So if we keep preaching to you, I'm preaching this so that something will ginger inside, will click inside of you. Hey, it's not enough to just come to church and clap and give offering, but there's something I can do. I can also do something. Amen. I can also do something. Yeah. Hello? Number two, the reason why everybody can become a shepherd is because becoming a shepherd is a natural stage of development. It is a natural stage of development. Somebody say, it's my natural stage of development. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 12. Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 12. Bible says, verse 12. Yeah. You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Prince, how long have you been born again? 5 years. Ain't 5 years long enough? By this time, you should be teaching. The Bible says that you have been believers so long now that you should ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. Actually, it's not a simple word there. You have been believers for so long. You ought to be teaching others. Amen. You ought to be teaching others.
Yes.
Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. In other words, teach you, don't fornicate. Fornication is not good. After being maybe 5 years, you are still talking about fornication. Oh, you are not in the church. You are not in church. Yeah. You are babies. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. Prince, are you there? May this not refer to you. After 5 years, we call you baby prince. Baby with the beard and mustache. Baby. May you never be a baby after 1 year, 2 years. Never be referred to a baby. Say amen. He says, you are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. So I said, the reason why you can be a shepherd is because it is a natural, your natural growth. That is the natural state development. If you develop at the point you get to a child develops from a place, from a baby stage, isn't it? And then a child develops and the baby becomes a child. When a baby is just crawling and all that, then a child is somebody who's easily offended. Yeah. The child is crying. Or if you're a Christian, you're always offended. You're a child. You understand? A baby always poo on himself. That's a baby. A child always offended, always angry, always unhappy. No serious. When you see a child, my little daughter, he can be busy the whole day. No effort. I mean, he can be busy without fruits. Yes, there's no outcome. Running around and he's tired. Going stand and saying, I'm telling you, I'm jumping 100 times. Keep jumping. Now keep jumping. I'm watching you. I want my energy to use for something proper, not just jumping. I'm telling you. But that's a child. Aimlessness. Yeah. But then the child grows and gets to a point where he becomes serious. Now begins to do his work seriously, begins to grow up and get to a point where you are now growing. Now you are moving from babyhood to childhood, from childhood to adulthood. You are putting aside some things. If you are here right now and then you decide to do number two, do you understand number two? Number one is you read, number two is the second one. You do it right in the church. It's going to be a problem. Yes. But as my sister is carrying the baby there, it's not a problem if the baby does number two. Because we know that it's a baby that she's carrying. So the baby is allowed. But you will not allow you. We will not allow you. Yes. We will not allow you to do number two. Hey! Are you here or go home? Yeah. You have been believers so long. So long, I've known you for many years. So long. At this time, you ought to be teaching others. But you either need somebody to say that the bus has come before you come. Light off, so I didn't come. There's no water, so I didn't come. At this age, at this stage of your life, after being a believer for 5 years, 3 years, there's no water, so I didn't come. What a shock. Are you there? So, what is the second reason why you must be a shepherd? Natural stage of daddy, am I speaking the truth? Natural stage of our development. Amen. Yeah, that you are growing. And when you grow, naturally you come to a point where now I am feeding others. I've been fed. One day I saw my grandmother when she was about, that time she was in her late 70s or so. She
just planting a mango seedling, small one like that, outside our house. And I said, Grandma, when will this mango grow for you to eat from it? Because you're almost 80. This mango you are planting. She said that, look, all my life, I've eaten mangoes I didn't plant. Let me also plant something that somebody else will come and eat from it. Yes. Yes. All my life, I've eaten mangoes I didn't plant. So if I'm planting, I must plant for somebody else. It's not really nice, but some others also for chop some. Others must also enjoy. Everything about you. When you mature, you bless others. When you are a child, you want to be blessed. That's why we say it's more blessing to give than to receive. And that message is for mature people. The immature people, I see the car, I see, but the more mature people, they give. It's more blessed to give. That particular statement is for mature people. Yes. I'm not saying it's wrong to say I receive. It's okay. But I'm saying as you mature, you know that the receiving comes when you work for God. That's when the receiving comes. Yes. What a word. We are few. I'm taking my time to talk to you. Amen. I said we are few. I'm taking my time to talk to you. If you are actually growing, you will become a teacher. You become a basenta leader. You become a shepherd. You have people that you have. If you are actually growing, yeah. Because if you have sheep and they grow, they give birth. Yes. I have mango in my tree, a mango tree in my house. I told my boy, cut it down. So, Bishop, I said, cut it down. It has been here for a long time. No show. Just always bringing rubbish on the ground. But this, it's been there. I've been in the house for 8 years, almost 10 years. Yeah, 10 years. And the mango tree, any mango tree, 10 years, bad, yeah. She have done something. I said, cut it down. Yes. And they cut it down. And they take the firewood, put it outside, let the kinky seller come for it. Because by this time, we should be bringing fruits that occupy the ground, being there growing, causing all sorts of rubbish all the time. And you don't give us any mangoes too. Cut it down. Yes, beautiful. So it's your natural development. Otherwise, you are malnourished. When you are malnourished, then when it comes to a point of when we look at you, you can't determine your age. Yes, you are growing disproportionately. Malnourishment. Malnourishment. Nourished but mal in a bad way. Stomach is going this way. We are not free. Do you understand? What a shock. Are you there? So the second point is that it's your natural doing. Number three, let me just finish it very quickly. The third reason why you can be a shepherd. Say, I can be a shepherd. All right. Now the third reason why you can be a shepherd is because there is a great need for shepherds. There is a great need for shepherds. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. Can we all read it together if you don't mind? Ready, go. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus was moved with compassion. Because saw the multitude, he saw them with more compassion on them because they fainted. Amen. And were scattered abroad. Every time I'm coming to church, like this afternoon, this morning I was coming to the office, when I go to the top, I said, look at the houses. Stand on the hilltop and look down and see. Auntie B, plenty houses, oh, plenty people. our area, we are one of the most blessed churches based on, I mean, because of our location. We have people who are within walking distance to church.
Yes.
But Mina, don't you walk to church? You drive, but it's not, you can walk if you have energy small. What a shock. But Mr. Even me, I can walk to church from my house to this place. I can walk. Can't you walk from Kasua? You can try. You know, I don't have body already. Your body will finish. Your beloved is worried for you. Honorable Baden. Yeah. No, I'm serious. We are properly located. I'm telling you. That people within walking distances, people within, few miles, our church can be filled twice over on a Sunday. Can I have an amen?
Yeah.
We can have 3,000 on Sunday, 3,000 on Sunday. In share service, 3,000, fire service, 5,000. I see it happening in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Is it possible? It's possible. Because I said they asked for the multitude, a lot of people. Yeah. And that's the sheep having no shepherd. Having no shepherd means that nobody's to look after you. When a sheep doesn't have shepherd, it's a prey to the animals, wild animals, the lions, the bears, they eat the sheep. So Bible said the sheep were fainting, they were scattered. They didn't have any shepherd, anybody to look after them. I'm telling you. Yeah. Somebody has looked after you. It's time to look after other people. Amen. It's time to also visit somebody. It's time to also take care of somebody. It's time to also make an effort and go to look for somebody. Is there any job? Bishop Pazzi, come, please, Bishop Pazzi. Is there, can I do, join the follow-up ministry? Those, all those come and give life to Christ. Can I do IDL? Identify and locate, visit. To identify and locate. I want to do something. That is finding shepherds. Amen. There's a great need. We need money, but we need shepherds more than money. Somebody should have said amen.
Yeah.
I said we need money, but we need shepherds. One day, this man had a dream. Bonke. Somebody brought him $10 million. $10 million. So, $10 million. And the person was not a straight person or so. I mean, like, not so straight and all that. And God said, don't take it. Don't take $10 million. Don't take the money. God said that. I said, no, I don't want this money. Although I need money for evangelism, I'm not sure I won't take this money. And God said, I'm going to give you 10 million souls. 10 million souls. 10 million, what? Which one? $10 million for 10 million, which one do you want? God said, I'm going to give you 10 million souls that you have won for the kingdom. 10 million souls. I tell you. Look, we want money, but we want shepherds more than money. Can I have an amen? We want shepherds. We want shepherds. Amen? Pastor, are you there? Yes. Can you imagine that one pastor came to tell me that I should give you to him? You. I should give you to him. Have you heard some before? A pastor came to tell me I should give him. I respect you. I don't say anything like I'm insulting you. I respect you. Don't talk like that again. Somebody's main shepherd, main pastor, you're telling that I should give my pastor to you. I said, I respect you. I really respect you. So please, don't say something that will make me like I'm insulting you. I respect you, so you just go. That was the end of the conversation. Can you, as I'm sitting here, as I'm, you, somebody said I should give you to him. I mean, will you go? Hey! That's what Bishop said, that he won't go, Bishop. Even with that, she said he won't go anyway. But the fact that what surprised me was that the person had the courage to ask me, Yeti Saki. Enough courage to ask me
for me to give you my one of my quality pastors, I should dash him to you. There is labor, there are no shepherds. There are no shepherds. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. When I see people come forward, give their life to Christ in 70 people, 77 people, we have 20, 30 few coming forward. I ask myself, is there anybody who is interested in these people? The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers, those who are going to look after them, who are going to visit them, those who are going to follow them, are a few. Daddy, serious, oh, very serious. Very serious. There are few. How many people are you following up? The laborers are really few. It really pains me, honestly. It hits my heart. And so all these people have come. Look, if you look at our record in this church, this year, 2019, we have had at least 300 converts. There, we have had them. 500. We have had them. New converts, new people coming. I want to give my life to Christ. They come forward. If we can keep them. Are you there? Hello? I'm ending. Pastor Kaku, I'm ending, but it's a serious message I'm preaching. Yeah. The need for shepherds. We need them. Isn't that the point? That's why we need money, but we need shepherds more than money. We need shepherds. We need workers more than money. I prefer for you not to have money, but you are looking after sheep. I prefer it than come and give money as a show. All our life as a church ministry, since I met Bishop Dah again, Bishop Dah God Mason, I mean, be pastoring and all those things, we have not been interested in rich people. We have interested in workers, not rich people. Our church is not a church that magnifies, glorifies rich people. No. If you are the church and you are rich, we are happy you are rich and we want you to be rich. But we are interested in workers. That's not why we're here. We are not just here. I don't visit rich people. This one has a nice car, so I'm going to visit him in his house. This one has a nice... No, that's not what we do. That's not what we do here. A soul is a soul. Whether it's rich or poor, whether it has a car, doesn't have a car, whether it's married, single, it's an important soul. A soul is a soul. Yes. The workers are few. The harvest is plentiful. But the workers, few. Yeah, pastor. How many people are you bringing as a pastor? How many people are you collecting? Are you coming, following up, bringing them? You can't bring 50 people. 50 people. You cannot oversee 50 people. You can't oversee 30 people. I don't know whether you people are here. Wow, time is up. That's how it is. That's how it is. If I mess it seriously, the laborers are few. Like the voice of Jesus calling, who will go and work today? Fields are white and harvest waiting. Who will bear the sheaves away? Loud and strong, the master calling. Rich reward, he offers. Who will answer gladly, saying, here am I, send me. Today, in large churches, there are few pastors. Not many people to know. Not in this. In this church, if you are serious, we'll make you a shepherd. Say amen. Fourth reason why you must be a shepherd, because God's people will scatter without a shepherd. They will scatter without a shepherd. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 5. Ezekiel 34, 5.
Ezekiel 34 and verse number 5. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meats to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. The people were scattered when there are no shepherds. Shepherd gathers people. Can I have an amen? Shepherd does what? Gathers people. But when there's no shepherd, the sheep scatter and they become prey. And number 5, you must become a shepherd because that is how to fulfill the Great Commission. That's how to fulfill the Great Commission. Amen. The Great Commission. That's how you can fulfill it. If you do the work, if you get involved, Jesus sent us to go and make disciples in his name. Hallelujah. Amen. If you do that, we fulfill our Great Commission. My prayer for all of us here is that we will become a shepherd. Can I have an amen? You become a useful person in the house of God. Say, I will be useful. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Let me tell you something. Everybody can do something. I'm telling you, please, make our joys full. Hallelujah. Make our joys full by taking the decision that I would like to be a shepherd. I would like to be a leader of a few people. Start with few. They will grow. Nanama, are you in church? Is Nanama sitting there? Yes. Don't let your children are not your sheep. Do you understand? Your babies are not your sheep. Yes. Where's your number? Where's your husband? Her husband is on stage. The two of you have two sheep in the house. Your two children. Huh? The question is it right? Yes. Hello. Bless God for your babies, but you must look after other children. Life is also about others, not just about you.